Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on? Welcome to Reality Rules.
Reality Rules.
What up? Survivor Episode 2 Recap with Andrew Gibson and producer Mama S. This is Reality Rules. Today's episode brought to you by the upcoming movie MacGyver Survivor. Joe tackles all things with hammocks, fishing nets, spears, and anything else he can get his hands on. Tune in tonight as we get real with reality. What's going on, reality TV land? It is your host, Andrew Gibson, producer Mama S, running a little late tonight. She'll be joining me here shortly. We have an episode planned for you of surprises and Survivor and all kinds of different things. After we watch that great episode tonight of Survivor, warning, if you have not watched tonight's episode, we will be talking about it in detail. So go ahead and click on this podcast and listen to it recorded after you watch tonight's episode. We have some good commercials with some good games coming up, lots of exciting things happening. And then at the end of the episode tonight, we have a couple really big announcements about what's coming up for Reality Rules, some really cool interactive ways for you to get involved through the air, on the air, and different things like that, and also by just getting your name out there and getting some different awards and accolades through our show. So I'm super excited. I'm really ready to see. As you saw earlier, our episode tonight is brought to you by MacGyver Survivor. That was probably one of my favorite moments of tonight's episode, starring Joe, of course. Let's get this episode kicked off. Before we get into Survivor, let's play a commercial for an upcoming Big Brother game coming to you live on Facebook. Introducing a new Big Brother game with some old challenges mixed in with a few new ones. Big Brother Scream will take you on a journey through horror movies and television trivia, along with some twists and turns that could turn this killer house upside down. Hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. 16 of you will enter, and by the time this thing is all over, only one of you will be leaving this house alive. Crown the winner of Big Brother Scream. Brought to you by Ryan Barker and Will. Any questions, message Ryan Barker on Facebook at Ryan Barker. Big Brother Scream. 16 go in, only one comes out alive. All right, sounds like a good game there. Big Brother Scream now casting with Will and Ryan. Make sure you message one of them, check it out on Facebook, and apply for that game. We want you to be interactive in tonight's show. You can get in our chat here on the screen and talk to us live. You can also message me on Facebook with any comments you have about tonight's Survivor at Andrew Gibson. You can tweet us on Twitter at RealityRules1, or we always like people to call in and give their opinions live on the show. Our call-in number is 805-285-9730. Again, you can call in at 805-285-9730. So we've got lots of ways for you to get interactive with us tonight, lots of ways for you to get involved in the show, and then the announcements coming up at the end. Mama S should be joining us here very, very shortly, but let's get into tonight's episode. Survivor, episode 2 of Second Chances, of course, it does not disappoint. It continues to get dramatic as we would expect and hope to come with the cast that we voted in ourselves. But we started at the very beginning back at the Tribe of Teiko. Teiko, I might be pronouncing that wrong. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember all these pronunciations as we go. We get Kelly Wigglesworth really kind of talking back about the tribal that happened the night before with Vetus' exit. And she really realizes, hey, I'm on the bottom again. This isn't something I'm used to. She kind of dominated into her game on Survivor Borneo. She really worked on that different aspect and worked through that and really got things going for her. And she says, you know, me, Wu, Terry, we were obviously on the bottom. She knows immediately Varner's the one that flipped. She knows that Varner is the one. Takei, thank you, Jaden, for helping me with that. You could message me on Facebook with my horrible pronunciations, or you can comment as Jaden helps me with Takei. Is the correct pronunciation of the tribe. And she really realizes that she's on the bottom here. She thinks that she's on the outs. She's in trouble. She's got to do some work. And that's really the only screen time we get of Kelly Wigglesworth in this episode, which is disappointing. I love Kelly. She's kind of one of my picks to go kind of far in this game. But that's really all we see. And then we go straight to Jeff Varner, the mouth of the devil himself, that has called in and has talked about the different things and gone and flipped and all this different excitement that we have with Jeff Varner. And Jeff Varner strikes up and says, you know what? Yeah, I flipped. Yeah, I played with the new school, but that's not my plan. I'm here to play a game. I'm here to be social. I'm here to really flip this thing on its edge. And he kind of lets us in on this, hey, all this was a wake-up call. Terry, Kelly, get off your butts. Woo, get off your butt. Let's start playing this game. It's going to be different. My goal is to go long-term with you. My goal is to go long-run with you in this game. But this was a wake-up call to them. This is something that I really wanted to just get them off their feet. And as the episode progresses, we see that Varner's plan here, Varner's goal really kind of worked. He starts to get some people moving. He starts to get some people talking. He starts to get some things happening in the game. I'm loving Jeff Varner right now. I'm loving how he's playing the game. You see a different way than he played from Outback. You see him really trying to mesh with this old school, new school lookout. We talked about that a little last week. We're going to get into that more towards the end of the recap here today. But you really see Jeff Varner just figuring out these people, playing it strategically, playing it socially, and saying, you know what, I might not be the biggest challenge threat. I might flop up and down an A-frame challenge, but I'm here to play, and I'm here to see what's going on. And Jeff Varner really, really impressed me tonight. So that's kind of what we see for Takei at the very beginning of the episode. And then we flip over to the other tribe, and we see Joe. And Joe is Survivor MacGyver is what he is called. And I just love that name for him because that's really what he does. He goes in and he just starts making this tribe. He says, yes, I'm a physical threat, but I'm also here to provide for you. I'm also here to make this tribe comfortable. He creates these awesome hammocks. He begins to fish. He begins to provide. Joe is playing probably the smartest game on Bayon right now. If I pronounce that one wrong too, Jaden, feel more than obligated to correct me. But he's playing the smartest game in Bayon. Yes, he's a physical threat. Yes, he's many different things. Hey, George, hey, thanks for logging into our chat. He's also playing very, very smart. He's doing different than he would. If there's anybody that I'd say, Takeo, there it is. Okay, Takeo, is that correct, Jaden? But playing a game that I think is better from his previous season. He's the one person that came in and said, you know what, I need a second chance. I've got to make some adaptation. And he's really doing that. I don't know if that's coming from the fact that he's the closest off on his previous season. He was voted out, or his season ends, and he immediately goes from the finale into this new game. But you really see Joe taking on a completely new format. You completely see him beginning to play a completely new game. And I'm loving what we're seeing from Joe happen here. And then we get into Abby and PG. What's going on? They start having a talk. I love this conversation because PG's just kind of chilling on the beach. She's just really kind of talking to different people, and Abby comes up and she's like, are we really just going to be out here building these things? Are we really going to be just out here doing this? And she immediately gets attacking. She immediately gets aggressive. What I love so much about Abby in these scenarios is you see this confessional of Abby saying, I'm not playing this game like I did before. The Brazilian bombshell, the Brazilian beauty is going to stay in me. I'm not going to let her out. And you immediately go to a clip of her fighting, or you seeing this same Abby that we know and love coming out and getting aggressive with these people. You see this same Abby coming out and fighting with these people, and she's not changing anything. She's playing the game the way she did from the beginning. She's playing the game exactly as she did in her previous season, and we just see Abby being Abby. No matter how you take it, no matter how we go, we have, as different people call it, this Brazilian soap opera going on, and there's no change in Abby's gameplay. I love how Varner says he's going to twist that. He's going to use that. He's going to make Abby her own. We'll talk about that as we get to that here in a little bit. But my main concept on Abby right now is we don't see any changes. We don't see any differences. She's playing the game the same way that she always has and will continue to play. I'm getting a comment on here. How impressive is Cass's game? Big turnaround from original season to second chances. We're getting right there, Jaden, as we go then to the episode, to this clip of Savage. And this is a really cool point for Savage. I've always been a big Andrew Savage fan. He has an awesome name, obviously, Andrew. but he's just this real guy. And you look at him, he has his glasses. He just looks real professional. He looks real mature out on there. And he tells this story of how he met his wife. And he gets very, very emotional as he tells this story. And you can really tell the relationship that he has with his wife. You can really tell what he's doing. And at first I'm like, okay, why are they showing this emotional concept? Why are they showing this kind of slower, sadder motion of this? But you really see how human Savage is. And it not only turns it into that, but it kind of gives his tribe a whole new perspective. You see all of the drama from Takeo. You see all of the drama that happens all over here. And then you come to this other tribe that's just centered. They're focused. They're playing the game, but it's not as hardcore. It's not as strategic. It's not as backsettling. And they're really connecting with people, which gets brought up again in the later tribal council. And that's kind of going to be my wrap up tonight about this episode, is talking about the differences between making connections and talking strategic. But you really see Savage just lay it all out there and say, I want to make an emotional connection with the people on my tribe. He immediately has Cass, who starts getting emotional herself and just starts saying, you know, these are people, these are humans, these are different situations that are going on here. And that's not who I am. And you see Cass really start to come out of her shell and play a completely different concept. Jaden, I'm not willing to give her the complete benefit of the doubt yet, because we haven't seen her play the game yet. We haven't seen this tribe have to go to tribal council. We haven't seen this tribe have to vote somebody out yet. So we haven't seen the cutthroats have to happen. But I did start to see the emotional change in Cass tonight. Let me know what you think about Cass and Andrew Savage or anything else. Call us at 805-285-9730. And then you see Jeremy. Jeremy goes off from this and really starts to get emotional. At one point, I was like, wow, are we going to have somebody leave and quit here on week two? Just like we did in All-Stars with Jenna. I can't remember if Jenna left week two or week three, but she left really, really early because of things that were happening at home. And Jeremy starts talking about his pregnant wife and just, you know, I'm playing this for me. I'm kind of being selfish. She's supporting me in it. And you really see Jeremy start to come out of the shell a little bit. And you see the game kind of take a back burner to these people's personal lives. And that's what's always so interesting to me about these TV shows. Big Brother, Survivor, they're there and they're playing a game. And we attack them. We talk about them. We make fun of them. We laugh at them. We laugh with them. We praise them. But these people are human beings. And I really applaud CBS and Andrew Savage and the way they brought that across tonight. I thought it was very impressive. I thought it was very good. But then, of course, somebody has to ruin that. As Stephen Fishback immediately says, where's Jeremy? He is pushing for the idol. He's pushing for the idol. And Fishback is just completely all over the place, you know. Where's Jeremy at? Where's Jeremy? And Andrew calls him straight out on it, you know. I mean, maybe he's having a man time. Maybe he got emotional in this situation. But again, you see this old school versus new school. Stephen Fishback is game, 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 game. If you ever heard him in Rob Has a Podcast or any of his Survivor Know-It-All interviews or anything else, Fishback knows this game. He is a strategic talker. He is a strategic player. And that's where his mind is 95% of the time, whether he's in Survivor or watching Survivor. And he immediately does that, and it puts the target right back on his back. I mean, Savage takes this and says, Jeremy, look, not only have we bonded on a game aspect, but we've now bonded on this social level of me and my wife and you missing your wife. And here we have Fishback that's just playing the game. He's being strategic, and he's calling you out for looking for an idol when you're just having a really cry. I was wrong. Fishback wasn't voted out this week like I predicted that he might be. I don't know if it's something strategic in that aspect, but he saved himself by winning the challenge. But Fishback's got to really work here. He's really got to change his perspective. He's got to cut back on the gameplay. He has to have the realization that Spencer had tonight that, you know, yes, this is a new school way of playing, but right now we're playing with old school players. And just as much as they have to adapt, we also have to adapt in a way too. Mama S is telling me she should be joining us shortly. She's having some technical difficulties out at her place. I'm continuing this Survivor Talk by myself. If you want to join me, 805-285-9730 is the number. 805-285-9730. We're going to get right back to this talk as we look at what happened with Takeo, Shireen, Abby, getting into these challenges a little more. But first, before that, let's check in with Big Brother Survivor Blackout. A new game coming to Facebook is Blackout. It is a 30-person competition-based alias game. It is ran by none other than Jason Voorhees himself and has many famous killers and survivors trying to kill and or survive once again. Your goal is to be on top or get your life snuffed out, because if you aren't, you're blacked out. For more information, see Wade on Facebook at Wade James Lee. See Wade on Facebook for more information on the upcoming game Blackout, a horror mixed horror sure to keep your lights on. Survivor Blackout coming this fall or winter, I'm not sure, but you can message Wade James Lee for more information. We had him on our very first episode. A great game. Let's answer a question we have on our Facebook page before we get back into the Survivor recap. A question for me and Mama S. We'll get it to her when she gets out. Who will get more screen time this season, Jeremy's wife or Jeremy's game? It's currently 2-0 in favor of his wife. You know, Jeremy wouldn't be here without his wife, Jaden. I mean, he was here on a Blood versus Water season. He's known for the emotionality he had with his wife. I think Jeremy's game revolves around his wife. So I think we'll continue to see that. And the second question is, when has Jeremy really ever had game? He was somebody that I was give or take if he made this season or not. I would have loved to see a couple of other people make this season over Jeremy. But he's here, and I continue to think that he will talk about his wife. He will continue to bring up his wife, and we will continue to hear more about Jeremy's wife than we will about Jeremy's game. So by the end of that tally, it might be like 15-1 if he even makes it that far in the game. So then we get to KO, who again had more screen time tonight, has more craziness going on, and we see Shireen and PG talking, and the conversation is Abby, how horrible she is, how annoying she is, how we feel bad that she's babysitting all of these. And Abby walks up and just starts calling him out. PG, why are you talking about me? Why my name's in your mouth? What's going on here? Shireen is still there, but what Shireen tries to do is just get out of the situation. Shireen just says, you know, I don't want any involvement in this. I'm just going to walk away. And Shireen does just that. She gets up and she just leaves the conversation. Abby and PG kind of fight it out a little more. Abby goes to the beach. PG goes to the tent. And you start to see Abby is more mad at Shireen than she is PG, the person that she actually had a fight with. Because Shireen, who was supposed to be her ally, who was supposed to have her back, who was supposed to have these things, totally abandons her, doesn't back her up, doesn't stand up for her like she does. You see Abby compare her to her previous season where she felt like Abby does now. And she really just had this trust and this faith in Shireen, and it just wasn't there. This really becomes a toll on Abby. This really becomes to affect Abby, and she's out on the beach by herself as everybody else is making fun of her. We see Jorge here in our chat saying Shireen shouldn't have walked away. Even Spencer, he's gotten up to comfort Abby. It's a second chance. Don't take it for granted. And I agree completely with what Jorge's saying right here. You know, Shireen has to make sure that she plays different, and she has to make sure if she's going to use Abby as an ally, even if it's just a number, even if she really doesn't like the girl, she's a vote that Shireen needs. And Shireen totally abandons her, totally leaves her on her own. I'm not the biggest Abby fan myself. She gets on my nerves, but Shireen makes a huge mistake by just walking away here. She really easily could have turned this against PG, set a target on PG's back, but no, she just sits back, lets it happen, walks away, and doesn't take the chance that she needs. I think this is a pivotal mistake that Shireen makes in tonight's episode. I think the rest of the events that unfold from here on out tie straightly into Shireen walking away here. You then see Terry say, you know, this is a human being. This is a woman. She's out there by herself, and these people are making fun of her. And Terry Dietz goes straight to the beach in front of Abby. And you see this great moment with Terry and Abby. You see the dad qualities in Terry starting to come out. You see that he doesn't approach Abby at the beginning from a game standpoint. Terry approaches her as a friend and saying, hey, you're hurting. Hey, you're upset. Let me be here for you. Let me comfort you. Let me help you. And immediately Abby turns to her. Abby's like a lost puppy. You give her a leash. You give her a treat. She's going to be loyal to you. And the minute Terry sits with her for an hour, hour and a half, Abby said 2 hours, and just comforts her, he immediately wins Abby over. And he takes this opportunity in Terry Dietz fashion and says, hey, let's do this as a game standpoint. I'm here for you. They're not. I know you voted with them yesterday. You're a cool person. Let's move forward and let's work together. And that's exactly what she agrees to, and the time continues. Morning comes up. Jeff Varner and Abby are talking out on the beach. Jeff Varner, being Jeff Varner, capitalizes on the situation and says, Spencer and Shireen are the targets. Spencer and Shireen are the biggest threats. These are your game players. These are the ones that escalated the move against Vetus. Let's take them out. Abby's on board, and we see a complete pendulum swing from new school to old school, all orchestrated by Jeff Varner, who the week before voted with new school. This dude is here to play the game, and he's here to play it well, and so far he's doing a great job. Jorge says in chat, these guys should have watched some Brazilian soap operas before going out there to know how to deal with Abby. I don't even know that that would have been any help for them in this situation. Abby is a crazy person on her own. Amos Ray Smith is commenting. We got a commercial for his game coming up on our picture. Do you think the old school contestants will change the way the game is played in the future in terms of pointing out the new school players over-strategizing instead of getting to know people and new school players lose power for it? You know, Amos, that's a good question. I think it's being done right now. Terry is doing that. Jeff Varner is doing that, but they're doing it more behind the scenes. They're doing it more when they're in the positions of power. I don't think that they really want to draw the line in the sand right now and say, all right, old school versus new school, let's go. Because these new school players are younger than them. They're better competitors physically than most of them. I mean, yes, Terry was a challenge beast, but Terry's not the person that he was then that he is now. I don't know that he could compete with a Joe. I don't know that he could compete with a Jeremy. I don't know that he could compete with these people once we get into a post-merge scenario. So I don't think the old school players will just come out and say it, but I think in the back, as they build these relationships with these contestants, I think you're going to see more and more of that happening. I think you're going to see more and more of that leaning in that direction. And so I just love that moment that we have. Abby, Terry, and then Jeff, and this is born into what's going to be the new alliance for now for this crazy, crazy Bayon tribe. So let's get to the challenge a little bit, then we'll hit another commercial, and then we'll come back and wrap up this tribal council and get to some awesome announcements. So we get to this challenge. I love this challenge. I love the A-frame challenge, and why I love it is because I sit there and I look at it, and I'm like, God, this can't be that hard. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm just like, this is not something that can be that difficult. But it is, and you see it, and you see the inclines that are there. You see what's happening, and this challenge is harder than it looks. And when you look at this challenge and you see the falls and the beatings that these guys are taking, they go up the A-frame and you see Jeff Varner almost belly roll down the other side of this A-frame. You see Andrew Savage take a really hard hit. And I'm thinking, oh, they'll just bounce back up and they'll get from it. And then I think, you know, okay, but these people are on an island. I play softball every Friday and every Sunday. And yes, I'm sore. I'm hurting the day after from a catch, from a dive, from a slide, from a fall, from getting hit with the ball. But I come home, I put Icy Hot on it, I get into a hot bath and I soak my muscles, I lay on a nice bed. These people don't have these conditions. So these minor falls, these minor bumps, these minor scrapes that they have are totally brought out into another aspect. And it was totally brought out and hurt them more than it would hurt us. Jorge's asking a trivia question. They were going to hide an idol at the challenge. At the top of the incline, had somebody found a clue at camp? But no one found a clue, so there was no idol hidden at the challenge. Hey, thanks for that, Jorge. I was interested to see how they were going to continue to hide these idols in these challenges. So thanks for that little trivia. They were going to hide it at the top of one of the inclines. That would have been a little – I think that would have been easier to grab than last week's. But back to the challenge. We get it back down. They go through the crates. We see Takeo really struggling with the crate, and then we see them catch up in the puzzle. And really, just such a close finish at the end of this challenge here. I was really cheering for Takeo because I wanted to see Bayon go to Tribal. I want to see some fights and some interesting and some game being played on that side. I thought they had it, and then, of course, they didn't have the puzzle. And Bayon wins again and is safe from Tribal Council. Before we go to this next commercial, my favorite part is we see them leaving and we see Spencer say, hey, we lost, but I'm in control. I'm in power. I know what's going on. We lost, but I'm still going to win. And then we go to a commercial break as we set up for the talk before Tribal Council, which will originally lead to Tribal Council. But before we do that, we talked last episode on Saturday night about Survivor and live games and different things. I have a commercial for you tonight for Survivor Real Foot Lake, a game hosted by Amos Ray Smith. Make sure you check him out on Facebook if you have more information, and listen to this commercial for more information of a way that you can play Survivor live in Tennessee this summer. Introducing a new Big Brother game with some old... maybe that's the wrong commercial there. I will work on getting that one up and getting that one moving here. So let's get Big Bro Vival, and then we'll move forward on the other one. From the host that brought you Survival of the Fittest and Dehydration, Big Bro Vival is back. Big Bro Vival 3, Blood versus Water. Now, this may be a common twist for Survivor games, but if you experience the level of gameplay in Big Brother, now you get the chance. Big Bro Vival's next season will focus on everything blood versus water. You have to apply with a partner. Now, this partner can be either a real-life connection or just your best org friend, but you will be playing the game together. Applications open October 2nd, with the game starting early November. Contact Alex Viber on Facebook for more information, or follow the official Big Bro Vival Facebook page. Big Bro Vival 3, Blood versus Water. Blood versus Water. We actually have some awesome things coming up with that. Mama S has had some people that say they wanted to apply with her. So that's really exciting to do from that aspect. So anybody else that wants to apply on Team Reality Rules for Big Bro Vival, message Mama S, and she will be more than happy to possibly apply with you. Now let's get a commercial from Survivor Real Foot. Yeah, I'm getting some comments that the Survivor music might have been a little too loud in that commercial. I re-edited and re-messaged things wrong in that one, so I had to kind of go on the fly and do that one live instead of going through it. So I'll have the Real Foot commercial coming up, but if you want more information on Survivor Real Foot, you can go to their website, survivorrealfoot.weebly.com, and you can get the application. There's a live Survivor game. And lots of things coming up with that. It's an awesome game. I've seen season one all the way through, and it's really, really cool. So make sure you check that out with Amos Ray Smith. I might even be applying this year, Amos. I know you're listening. I'm considering it and going from there. All right, back to the episode and back to the things that happened. We get back to Tribal Council. We see different things begin to happen. We see my favorite moment is they're setting up this blindside. They're saying it's going to be either Shireen or Spencer, and they've got all this going. It's going to be this awesome, epic blindside, and I'm really excited just for no drama, no strategy. I'm just ready to see their names happening at Tribal and Spencer's face just drop when nothing goes his way. But, of course, Abby, being Abby, can't keep her mouth shut. She can't do anything different. And Abby gets her mouth open and tells Shireen, hey, basically, you know what? I am voting against you. It's not going to be you. It's not going to be me. You're in trouble. Spencer's in trouble. The tides have turned. And this sends Shireen wheeling. She goes to Spencer, tells her what's going on, tells them that they're in trouble, and they have to start getting on the offensive. And so they attack Wu. They get him cornered in the island somewhere, And as they're talking, they basically start asking for his vote. They say, you know, I know you flipped on me before. I know that we were not voting together, but we could really use you. We'll be loyal to you. And I love Wu's response. Wu looks up at Shireen. Wu looks up at Spencer and says, this is the first conversation you've had with me. This is the first time that we have talked in this game, and you're asking me to vote with you. And he straight up looks at him and says, no, you don't have a shot. It's not happening. Find somewhere else, but I'm pretty sure you're going home. And that's the moment that Shireen and Spencer realize, crap, we are in trouble. We are in some serious stuff here. We've got to work our way out of this. We've got to figure something out. And Spencer and Shireen, both in confessional, start to say, you know what? This is the person I've played with from the beginning. This is the person that I have had, but I have to turn against them now because it's either me or her. And she says, it's either me or him. And we have to find a way to make sure that it's not me. And we see this stuff start to work. Jorge says, loved Wu this episode when he added, you have the audacity to ask me for my vote. Glorious. It was a great moment. I wasn't, again, Wu was one of those people that I was kind of like, I didn't want in this season. But I loved how he played that tonight. I loved his approach on that. I loved how he just presented it and said, I can't believe you're even talking to me now. This goes back to that old school, new school preference. We're going to wrap that up here at the end when we talk about it. And we'll go from there. And then we go to Tribal Council. Some funny moments, some great moments in this Tribal Council. This is one of my main loves from Big Brother versus Survivor. I love the Tribal Council. I love the interaction that Probst has with them. I love how he kind of pokes and goes, acting like he doesn't know what's going on when we all know that Probst knows exactly what's going down already. But one of my favorite points of Tribal Council had nothing to do with the vote, nothing to do with anything. It was Abby. One of her responses is she said, I thought I was going home unanimously. Unanimously. That's that Brazilian accent coming out of. She said unanimously, and I busted out laughing during the middle of the episode. But you see Shireen, you see Spencer, and they basically make their pleas. They say, you know, I know it's one of us. I know we have not made these connections. I know that we've made strategy talk. And Jeff Probst nailed it right on the head when he said that Spencer's talk, Spencer's speech that he gives here is almost identical to the episode he gives in his season. He has found himself in the almost same pickle he has. Kind of been the story of this second chances season. We've seen these people getting second chances, and time again, we see them making the same mistakes that they've made before. We see them making the same mistakes that they've made previously. We don't see any change beginning to happen in this. And he makes this speech. The votes start to come out. And it was a 4-5 vote for Shireen to leave. And Shireen was voted out of Survivor. With Shireen leaving, we also lose our first player in our fantasy game. I'm sorry, Alex Viver, but you have been voted out of our tribe here at Reality Rules and are no longer in the fantasy game getting to continue. There's a couple things I want to talk about on this vote. I was hoping Susan would be here by now. She's still having some technical difficulties. She's getting booted off and not able to join us tonight. I'd love somebody to kind of bounce some things off of. If you'd love to call 805-285-9730. The 4-4 vote kind of surprised me because I knew they were voting together. I'm guessing that was a vote split. I'm guessing they split the votes between them in case one of them had the idol, since Abby kind of made it out and made it obvious. I'm guessing that was the strategy and the mindset behind that, was let's split the votes in case the idols played were still protected and could vote somebody out in a 4 or 5-2 vote. I'm thinking that was the strategy there, but that was kind of confusing me when you saw the Spencer votes and the different things. Jorge added too. When you saw the 3 votes for Spencer at that point, I thought Spencer was kind of walking out the door. But the votes came out 4-4. It was split in 2 different places. We also have a poll on our Reality Rules Facebook page. Who would you have voted out in this situation? Would you have voted out Shireen or would you have voted out Spencer? Who do you think is the bigger threat going long-term in this game? Who would you have taken out? I have to say, I don't think I would have gone for Shireen. I don't think Shireen is that smart of a player. She can't win as many challenges, and she's too emotional, and she lets her emotions catch up with her. And so I really expected that if they were going to make the strategic move, they would have made the move for Spencer. But if you agree, disagree, let us know on our Facebook page. You can vote in the poll and leave your comments. And then the next thing I really want to talk about is, again, this old school, new school mindset. this old school, new school, and you're going to hear this all season. We've heard it all season in the episode. And last time, the old school, new school mindset was just playing the game versus setting up camp. But this week, the old school, new school mindset wasn't so much playing the game versus setting up camp as it was building relationships with individuals. This is another difference between Big Brother and Survivor. In Big Brother, you see more relationships formed, but there's less for them to do. They don't have to build a camp. They don't have to create food. They don't have to get food. They don't have to gather. So they're just sitting there and they're talking. But in Survivor, it's so real and so true that in the past couple of seasons, you've seen less and less people build relationships. It's game, 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 game. And we're seeing now these people that are starting to build these relationships are going to go up. I'll have a new poll up at the end of the episode here when I can get onto the Facebook page. What do you think smarter, old school versus new school? Are we building relationships or are we talking strategy? Here's why I think old school wins. I think old school wins because not only do they just build relationships, but they build the strategy off of that relationship. Just like you saw Terry do on the beach with Abby. Terry starts building the relationship, and then when he has the relationship built, he puts the game on top. He builds the foundation on the relationship that they have and then says, hey, because we have this relationship, let's work together in this game. So to me, you see the old school prevail in the end. Jorge saying in our chat here, new school flamed out tonight. Yes, but new school was on fire last week. And the reason new school was on fire is because old school was just sitting back and setting the plans for what happens next. So as new school is planning these strategies eventually backfire, and old school has a firm relationship with these people to swoop in and take over. That's exactly what happened with Abby, and that's why Shireen went home tonight. That's, in the end, the decision that made her up. It was straight because she didn't play old school. She didn't make the relationship with Abby true enough to follow through with it. But not only that, when she needed to go for some swing votes, she didn't have the relationship with Wu. She didn't have the relationship with anybody else to be able to create that. This is the trouble that not only you see for Spencer, but I want to caution towards Kelly Wentworth. I love Kelly Wentworth. I want to see Kelly Wentworth go far in this game. But she has to step up the game just like Spencer does and make these relationships with people and not make this just a game, but truly make this a social experiment. So that's some things that she has to work on also. She's not getting a lot of screen time in this episode because the drama didn't evolve around her, but she's almost in the same boat that these other people are, that Spencer's in, that Fishback's in. And Kelly really needs to step that up to a whole new level. So who's going to get voted out next week? It's a game me and Mama S have been playing. She's not here, so we'll post her answer on the Facebook. I'm going to stick with Fishback. I think the first time he goes to Tribal, he's going home. We do have a tribe swap next week that was revealed in the scenes from the next credits. So, I mean, I think that if Fishback maybe can get into a tribe with like a Spencer, maybe a Kelly Wentworth, he might be able to protect himself, but I still think Fishback, as much as I don't want it, I do think his days are limited and he has some trouble coming ahead of him. So that's pretty much it for Survivor to recap tonight. Anything else you want to say, let us know. You can give us a call. I'll take questions and answers in the next 20 minutes that we have left on our episode at 805-285-9730. You can post them in the chat. Jorge's saying that Joe's leaving next week. I just don't see it, buddy. I just don't think he's going to be gotten rid of yet. It's too early for that. I'm interested to see when they go to the three camps. Do they do three completely new sites? How do they figure out who goes to a place that doesn't have a camp established? Who has the different things that are going on there? So that's going to be kind of interesting to see as we move forward. Jaden saying Fishback is so hard to decipher. So many things says he is going, but he is getting so much screen time. Just because it's Fishback. I mean, he's been kind of a name of Survivor. And a different thing. Steven says that he's going to get Joe. I agree, Jorge. I'd love to see that. I can't predict that happening. I don't see that going down. But that's Survivor. Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the Facebook what's coming up. I have a couple really cool, really awesome announcements that we want to announce and bring forward about Reality Rules. Some cool that we have going on here coming forward. I want to start with what we're going to do called Orger of the Week. As we know, we are in orgs. Also, we cover reality games, live games, television, and orgs. We're going to start a new segment called Orger of the Week. Each week during our Survivor recap episode, we will highlight one org player that has done exceptional work throughout the week. We're not going to pick them. We're going to let the hosts of the games pick them. If you're hosting a game and you think somebody made a great move, made great decisions, and really played well in orgs, whether it be Survivor, Big Brother, or just an original game, let us know. Nominate them by sending us just a little paragraph about what they did and why they did. You can message that to me, Andrew Gibson, on Facebook, or Susan Camosa on Facebook, or you can message it to both of us. We will look through them, and each week we'll bring you a new Orger of the Week. Maybe we can get them on air sometimes, talk about them, what their move was, get their host on air, and see why they're so deserving of the title of Orger of the Week. The second thing that I'm super excited about, we will be starting on Saturdays. We have our Amazing Race recap nights. That episode starts at 9 in Eastern Standard Time each week. Afterwards, that takes about 15 to 20 minutes, we will be doing a new thing called Reality Rules Extreme Mini. If you don't know what a mini is a game that is usually done on Skype. It can be done on Chatsy. I've seen them done on AIM. I've seen them done in many different fashions and formats. I've seen them done on Facebook. But it is a Survivor or a Big Brother or some kind of game that takes place in the span of just a couple of hours. This, how we're going to incorporate this, I'm getting some nominations here for Orger of the Week. How we're going to work this is we're going to have a different game each month. The month of October, we're going to be playing the game of Big Brother. The game will play in an hour to an hour and a half basis live on air. We will only accept 5 players that have to either be able to call in to our number, 805-285-9730, or direct connect. I can send you an email and you can connect directly live to us in the studio and play the game of Big Brother. There will only be 5 of you that are playing. It'll be just like regular Big Brother, no crazy twists. I have some awesome challenges that can be played on air that we're going to play out. We'll play an HOH, a POV, we'll evict somebody. HOH, POV, we'll evict somebody. We'll do a final 3 HOH, and then we'll have a 3-person jury that will pick a winner. We'll play this for 4 weeks. We're going to play this the first weekend of October, the second weekend of October, the third weekend of the October, and the fourth weekend of October. We will then bring all 4 winners back that played in these extreme minis. We will put them in a game with one randomly selected person that we had. Good night, Jorge. Thanks for listening in. Hopefully you'll catch you next week or this weekend for Amazing Race. We'll bring all of those 4 people plus one person chosen by me and Susan as a quality player, and we will bring them back for a winner's circle extreme mini. Next month we might do Survivor. We've got Jaden's going to come on and host a genius game for us maybe November or December. But we're going to start this mini. If you're interested in playing in the Reality Rules mini, message me, message Susan on Facebook. Here are the rules. You have to be able to commit to being on the computer for an hour to an hour and a half or on the phone for an hour to an hour and a half. That's for Jaden. That said his new goal is to make me laugh on air as much as possible. You have to be able to be on air for an hour and a half. You have to play the game and follow the rules of the hosts. And not only that, do you have to be able to follow the rules of the hosts, but you have to keep your chatter to a limited. Playing a game on air, one of our biggest problems is there's 5 people, 7 people on call, including me and Susan. We're going to have some special guest hosts in the future. And we have to make sure that we can limit the amount of people talking so people can understand what's going on. We'll mute you if you don't need to talk. You can use Facebook Messenger or other ways of communication to talk to other contestants. But these are going to be the Reality Rules Extreme Minis. We're playing our first one this Saturday at 9 Eastern Time after the Amazing Race recap. So make sure you message me, message Susan on Facebook if you're interested in playing. We'll pick 5 people for this Saturday. If you can't play this week, let us know which week you want to play. It can be any Saturday throughout the month of October, and we'll be more than happy to get you playing and get you in there. We're really excited about them. Awesome games. I've got challenges. It's going to be fun. Really seeing reality TV and reality coming to life on our radio show. So that's Reality Rules for tonight. Let me know who you think's getting voted out next week on our page. Make sure you check back with us Saturday, 9 o'clock. The final announcement that I have for us is I did put up a poll. What shows would you like seeing recapped? And a lot of you said The Voice. And I do watch The Voice. I do follow The Voice. So we will start some Voice recap episodes. But we're going to wait until the knockout round start. Let's get out of the blind auditions because I think that those are a little harder to recap and harder to go through. Let's get to these knockout rounds, these battle rounds. And once we get to the battle rounds, we'll start doing some Voice recaps in there too. So there's a lot going on in our podcast, a lot happening. Keep tuning in. We can't do this without you. I am happy to say that in three episodes, we've had over 250 listens, either live or recorded, for a new podcast. That's incredible. That's why I chose to do it for the org community, because I know that y'all look for new things. You get behind new things, and I really appreciate that. And am loving the support that y'all have for me. Sorry, Susan, she couldn't be on with us tonight. Hopefully we can get those technical bugs. I know y'all would rather listen to her than listen to me. Plus, she's more attractive because she's a woman. But we'll hopefully have her back with us on Saturday. Thanks for listening in, guys. Don't forget, keep things reality, keep things ruling, or we will vote you out.